He set Amy's glass of wine down on the coffee table and studied her profile. She was half facing the view, absently playing with the skirt of her dress while worrying her bottom lip between small white teeth.
You haven't done this before, have you? Come back to someone's place on the first date.
Nope. I'm not that good at it either. She heaved a sigh. It did interesting things to the bodice of her dress. French knickers. He hoped she was wearing French knickers and a garter belt.
If it makes you feel any better, neither have I. Brought a lady home the first date, that is, Ben replied, savouring a mouthful of wine.
Really? She turned to face him. Her eyes were huge.
Really?
Why? Ben shrugged, running his eyes up curvy little calves delineated by the seam of some seriously sexy stockings.
I don't know, really. I've never had the desire to. Until now. Although I'm getting the feeling I'm doing it all wrong. You were supposed to be overwhelmed by my charming personality by now.
Well, he scratched his chin.
Either that, or you were supposed to be taking advantage of me.
He raised his brows. Amy snorted genteelly, then wandered over to the couch and sat down next to him. Suppressing laughter, Ben looked pointedly at the space between them.
I do bite. Rather well, actually.
I've been complimented on it, in fact. Amy took the wine he offered her.
I'm sure you do. But now, sadly, and this is going to be rather pathetic, I'm going to have to resort to trying to cop a feel while pretending to watch the view.
Ben theatrically feigned a yawn, then stretched his arm out along the back of the sofa so that his hand rested just behind Amy's back. It felt naughty, like he was a horny teenager trying to get to first base. Quite novel, in fact. He casually began to play with her hair, marvelling at how soft it was, and waited. He was rewarded with a double dimpled smile that unfortunately dimmed a little at the edges when she looked him in the eye.
Ben?
I don't know how to do this, she said in a small voice, nibbling on her lower lip in a completely endearing way.
Define this. If you mean just sitting back and relaxing with a glass of wine while I clumsily try to seduce you, I'm sure you'll manage.
He handed her a glass of wine before taking another sip of his own.
Oh, thanks.
She downed half of it in one go, and Ben stifled a wince at seeing that much expensive plonk guzzled.
You really are nervous, aren't you?
He moved his hand down to rub her back and shoulders, marvelling at how petite she was.
Yeah, my boyfriends before always came to my place. Not that you're my boyfriend yet, which is sort of weird. Oh, bugger. This is awkward.
She wore such a comically concerned frown that Ben chuckled.
Hey!
Sorry, but you really are being very adorable. Ben grinned when her frown got more pronounced. If it helps, I'd be happy to just sit and enjoy this rather nice bottle of wine with you while watching the view. It was a blatant lie.
Really?
A flash of something, disappointment maybe, crossed her features.
You mean you don't want to...
Obviously, but only if you'd like to. He moved the hand on her back a little higher so that it rubbed the base of her neck. I tell you what, and bear with me here, why don't we try something and see if it works? Amy let her head fall back into his touch.
Why don't you kiss me, and if it doesn't work, we'll call it a night,
Ben said solemnly.
Oh?
Amy's gaze dropped to his mouth.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, I'm at your complete mercy. He placed his wine glass on the coffee table, then closed his eyes and puckered his lips, gratified to hear her surprised giggle.
No?
He asked, with his eyes still closed, only to be surprised at the soft touch of Amy's mouth against his, and then, unexpectedly, the dart of her tongue running along his bottom lip, tasting like wine and something sweeter.
Hmm. He opened his eyes.
Was that okay?
Amy whispered, her eyes huge. Do it again and you'll give me something to compare it to.
Ben used his hand on her neck to urge her towards him. He nibbled at her bottom lip before darting his tongue out to meet hers. Encouraged by Amy's sharply indrawn breath, he deepened the kiss. She moaned.
Bloody hell, he pulled back. If you want to stop this, I'd suggest you speak up now.
I think I'm getting the hang of it. I might need to practice a bit more, though. Tell me if I'm doing it wrong.
Her eyes tilted at the corners when she smiled, and he lost himself in them for a few seconds.
By all means, practice away, he rasped.